How long y'all been in that, in the house?
We've been there about 8 years now.
Well, I said your husband's a brickmaker, and I tell you, he probably too busy to do too much around the house, and if my husband won't do a thing, our house will fall to pieces.
He don't do nothing too much.
Yeah, the truth, now he could do it if he would.
Yeah, let's see, when he be home, somebody be calling him, and he be billing houses for another lady on the outside, and sometimes he just have his hand full.
Well, of course, you can't hardly fault him for, you know, trying to make everything
keep. That's right.
But on the other hand, like, sometimes I'd like to see my house.
That's right, I sold him the house and he's paying, you know.
Oh.
He told him, I'm going to paint it. I said, well, you can get somebody to go ahead on and paint it. That's right.
Well, that's what I told my husband. You have to tell something. It's got my sister's having her house painted right now. You wouldn't believe the prices they get.
Wait.
I got to the point. Of course, we said we was going to paint ours ourselves. We got a whole bunch of children. You know, when I have a 16-year-old son, perfect, big, healthy, strong thing.
That's right.
I can do it myself, but I'm going to school and trying to look after the house and everything, and you just can't do everything.
Yeah, but it's cheaper for you to try to paint it yourself.
Well, I tell you, I can't. It's something going to be something like, I don't know, $5,000 or something. Now, you know, I ain't got that kind of money.
That's right.
At least if I had, I'd like to see it.
And you wouldn't like to see go just like
that. I wish you better believe in it. Oh, gee. Well, let's see. Oh, yeah, what kind of things are you interested in outside of, you know, in other words, you like cuter flowers, or what are your interests?
Now, I tell you, my interest was a garden.
Oh, good.
Raising chicken, I love that. I get a harvest out of that.
Yeah, it's some reason.
That's right.
You see, you got the same kind of idea I have. I can't stand playing cards and doing stuff like that,
because
when I get through, I ain't got a thing.
Not a thing. I never treasured that. But my harvest is a raising chicken, you know, and planting flowers, and
you just like to see them growing, that's right.
I just like to get out there and work in them, and like to see them grow.
Well, since I've been going to school, I had to let my yard go something terrible, but I did all the yard work in my yard.
Well, when you have other jobs, you just can't do all of that at one time.
That's the truth.
No, ma'am.
And we live with a lot of woods. Mm-hmm. And these are oak trees, and those things, you know, you can't hardly grow grass in there underneath those trees.
No,
you sure can. But I had loved my old garden. I had a rock garden, and I had when I lived out in the country, out in Tucker, I had me a 4-acre garden. I'm talking about we had a harvest off of that all right. In fact, I couldn't can it all.
That's right.
I was freezing in canning and going to the canner and doing all kinds of stuff.
Right then.
But I don't have that kind of time now, and not that we don't have the kind of yard, we just have all those trees, and you can just hardly get in a place to grow any. But I've had some beautiful roses.
I know.
Of course, down here, y'all don't have any problem with roses, do you?
You know, roses is kind of hard, you know, to grow these roses, but the bazillions.
Oh, yeah, I love
that. All of that. They grow fast.
Yeah, that's right.
But you know, a rose bush, it'll grow up and come out, and then it'll go to having them little bitty old roses
right.
On it.
In other words, the first year it's real good, and then
the next year they bad.
You just gonna have to cut them away all the way back. And then what happened is they get frozen. It'll happen, I swear. Y'all have many of those conveyors, you know, you do have a lot of them. Yeah, I know,
I'm amazing, but the cold kill them.
Yeah, I saw this bush over here next door, it's just completely brown.
Brown.
Well, I hadn't got too many azaleas, but the ones I have, I got a protected sort of, you know, where when the frost, it doesn't exactly hit them.
But, you don't put that plastic on, do you?
No, I don't. Do you like to do that?
No, they say that plastic, you know, help kill them out.
Yeah,
you know, can stifle them.
I think it does. I think, I've forgotten who was telling me something about some special kind. I said, don't start that. I said, the natural way to do it to me is the best way.
That's right.
I was really, because sometimes when I start trying to do something real good, like I'm going to fix some fertilizer, I put too much fertilizer or stir up ground too much or something.
Mm-hmm.
I always have green thumb. And if I do what my mind tells me, I do all right. But when I start listening to other people,
you won't come out right.
No.